Now to Australia, which has rejected a legal bid against Aung San Suu Kyi, saying Myanmar's de facto leader has immunity from prosecution. Now, five Australian lawyers had filed a lawsuit against Suu Kyi in order to prosecute her for Myanmar's mistreatment of Rohingya Muslims. The legal action coincided with the Nobel laureate attending a summit of Southeast Asian leaders in Sydney. But Attorney General Christian Porter said Suu Kyi cannot be tried in Australia because she has complete immunity. Australian lawyers say that Suu Kyi has committed crimes against humanity by forcing nearly 700,000 Rohingyas to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. Her trip sparked a protest in downtown Sydney. Well, turning to Madison, Wisconsin, joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, author and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, let's talk about Aung San Suu Kyi. As you just heard, in Australia, they have rejected that legal bid to basically arrest her. Your take on, is she, at the end of the day, responsible for the crimes that have taken place in Myanmar?
Yes, she is. She is the titular head of state. And she has not forcefully spoken out against the genocide that her country is committing. So obviously she is responsible, and she should be arrested for crimes against humanity, including the crime of premeditated genocide, which is defined in international law as the intentional attempt to destroy a people, an ethnic group, a religious group. Clearly that's what's happened with respect to the Rohingya Muslims who have been targeted both for their ethnicity and their religion, and largely driven out of the country. More than half of the population, majority of the population, has been forcibly expelled, and a great many have been murdered in these massacres, as well as the people who've died trying to flee. So the crime of genocide was the big war crime that emerged from World War II as the focus of the never again philosophy. But it is happening again and again and again, over and over. It happened in 1948 with the genocide of the Palestinians. It's happening today in Kashmir. It's happening in Yemen and various other places to perhaps lesser extents. And yet the international community just sits there and lets it happen. You know, if we really had any kind of actual international law, when Aung San Suu Kyi goes to Australia or when Bin Salman goes to London, they wouldn't just be met by protesters, they would be met by police, and they would be led away in handcuffs. But we're obviously not at that point yet.
So being what you've just said is the case, then what should the rest of us do? What's your perspective? How did the ordinary people try to make a difference and stop this tragedy from continuing?
Well, that's a great question. There are all sorts of ways that people can get involved in trying to spread the word and stop these war criminals from committing their crimes, including organizing the protests. And people do use social media and other ways of spreading the word to get people out, to greet people like Aung San Suu Kyi and Bin Salman when they visit foreign capitals and demand that they be tried for war crimes. And if there is enough demand over time, eventually it could happen, perhaps after these people have stepped down as leaders of their countries. Not that Bin Salman is ever likely to do that, but people like Pinochet of Chile have in fact been prosecuted, and I believe he was actually arrested at one point in Spain long after he had stepped down. So there is a bit of a precedent for starting to enforce international law against these criminals, against humanity. And people can also get involved in trying to understand the way that propaganda has conditioned us to accept these crimes and to allow them to go unprosecuted. A good example here is that there's a reason why most of these genocides in the current world have been committed against Muslims, because there is a worldwide tidal wave of Islamophobia that was created by the public relations stunt on September 11, 2001. That truth needs to be spread so that innocent Muslims will not be targeted in genocides, and the world will just stand by and let it happen because they're
right.
Muslim.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Madison, Wisconsin, Dr. Kevin Barrett, author and political commentator.